Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Tzadi Tes 99, and we are on Tzadi Ches Amabez towards the bottom. We're discussing various issues of Mashiach. We just had the different opinions of what the Mashiach's real name is, Yinon, or Mashilo, or Chanina. Interesting, and the people who said those names, those suggestions had a connecting name. And then we had Rav Nachman that said, if it's from somebody who's alive, could go Nana. It's like me. So what does that mean? So we said maybe it's a Tana named Ana. But one of the other pshatim given that I did not get to mention is that I'm ready to be Mashiach. Not that he's boasting, but he's like, I'm ready. I'll take it. I'll take the responsibility because he wants it so much. Or Rav says, or if somebody for that's alive, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, if it's from the dead, Daniel Ish Chamudos. The Maharal here says, why Dafka Chamudos? Because Mashiach has to be beloved to all. V'nikri Ish Chamudos, v'bnei Shoya Nechmar Al Abriot. V'kach yeh Mashiach sh'im ma'alato v'chashivuto yeh nechmad u'bukubal al abriyos. Sh'im haya nivdal u'parish, if you would be separated, and if you wouldn't get along with people, lo nigra chamudos, sh'im mukubal al abriyos, sh'ein adam kamoze mukubal al abriyos. Right, a person who is separated, the leader has to be somebody who joins everybody together. And then he adds at the end, b'kiz lo atid yu Yisrael la'am echad lagamrei. Be'ezras Hashem, a total one nation. Lo kamosha Yisrael mechulakim l'shnayim, melech Yehudu, melech Yisrael. Ula'atid melech echad l'kulam, v'yidei ha-melech, he-mechad l'gamrei. Through that one melech, they are connected. So the Maral says that's Daniel ish chamudos. He will be the one that will be the type of person that will be Mashiach. Chassam Sofer writes in the Tshuva in the end of Chelek Vav. I think I mentioned this at the end, but we'll read it. That I get to read it yesterday. David HaMelech is going to come. Kein yiyem yirtz Hashem ha-goel ha-acharon u'miyom shachar ha-beis ha-migdash miyad nolad echad ha-ra'uy b'tzidkuso lios goel u'l'kshiyagi hazman yigale alav Hashem yisbarach. Hashem will reveal himself to this person v'yishlechu, send him v'az yera alav rucho shel Mashiach ha-tamun v'ganuz l'mala adbo. Mashiach's spirit, as we had yesterday, the story, his spirit is there, and Hashem's going to put it into the great tzaddik when it's time. The kasher matzino b'shaula, like we find by Shaul HaMelech. Achar shenimshach ba alav ruach memshala v'ruach hakodesh asher milefnim lo hirgish ba'atzmo. He had a new ruach on him. Kein haya v'goel harishon v'chein yeh v'goel ha'achron. V'atzadik hazeh ba'atzmo einu yodeya u'bavonosenu kiravu. And the tzaddik himself does not know. Kfar kama, he should just be a tzaddik, and Hashem might choose him one day. Kfar kama v'kama meisu v'lo zachinu. They were roi, but they weren't zocha. Sheyer aleim rucha shal Mashiach. Gam kim heim ru'uyim l'kach, aval ador lo haya roi. Ulam kshiyagi amirat Hashem, yigal olav Hashem, kemo l'moshe b'sne, v'yishalcheyu o l'Yisrael levad, o l'melech echad, kemo l'paro l'omar shalach ami. So that is the Ksam Sofer that says, we don't know what's going to be, but when it happens, Hashem's going to send in the neshama of Mashiach. Vayter, five lines for the bottom. Amar Yehuda Marav. Asad HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'amid ha'alahayim David Acher. There's going to be another David. Rashi, sha'asid l'mloch aleihem. Sh'ne'emar, va'avado at Hashem alokeyem, v'ez David malkam asher akim lahem. Akim is asid. Hey, kim lo ne'emar, elo akim. The future. Amalir Pavel Abaya. V'aksiv David Avdi nasi lahem lo'olam. But doesn't it say David HaMelech will be forever? No. Kigon Kesar upalgi Kesar. It means like the president and the vice president. Rashi. Melech v'sheni lo. Kein David HaChadosh Melech. The new David will be the king. K'dachsiv David Malkam Asher Akim. But David HaMelech, the David that we're all familiar with, sheni lo. What exactly does that mean? Says the Yarn Ramah. We have no idea. Yad Ramah says, Dafka here, out of all the things that we've discussed, he says here, talking about two types of Davids, that's not something that we know. V'dvarim halalu ein anu yodim, keitzad yihiyu ad eis bo'am, v'yahayodea amitatam, yarenu osam b'mar v'lo b'chidos l'man shmo hagadol. We see hints, but we don't really know fully what this is, so we will have to wait until HaKadosh Baruch Hu showers us with the Geula. Good. Dar Shav Simoi Maidir Sif. Second to last line. What does the pasuk mean in Amos? Hoi, woe to us, Hamisavim Es Yom Hashem. Woe to those that desire the day of Hashem. Lama Zelachem, those who are not interested in Avodas Hashem, why do you hope so much for the Geula? Lama Zelachem, Yom Hashem, Hu Choshech Velo Or. It's darkness, Velo Or. What does that mean? Mashal l'tarnagol ba'atalef. It's like a chicken and a bat. Shayim mitzapin lor. They're both looking forward towards the light. Amal tarnagol ba'atalef. The chicken says, the rooster says, rooster, right? The tarnagol is the one in the morning, the sechvi. Ani mitzapel la'orasha, orashali, he. Right, I hope for the light, because the light, that's what I'm excited about. And that's what I'm alive during the day, and that's what I'm looking forward to. You, light is worthless to you. Right, Rashi quotes, Eloi Naim, the Atalef doesn't have eyes. So we know certain bats have vision, but there are some bats that can barely see. And that's the bats maybe that the Gemara is referring to here, a type of animal that does not have vision, therefore the light won't help. So what are you hoping for? So to the Rishoyim, those who don't follow Kadosh Baruch Hu, what are you hoping for the day of Geula for? What's it going to mean to you? Right? It's not going to be anything special because it is not the light that you are looking for. V'hainu de'amale, similarly, we have the following. Says Rashi takes out the vav hachi garcin and hainu do amar lehahu mina le Rabbi Avo. That heretic says to Rabbi Avo, ein masayas mashiach. When's Mashiach going to come? Amar le Rabbi Avo says to him, lechi chafi luhu chashocha lahanu inshi. When those people, meaning you and people like you, all the heretics have darkness, and you all have darkness. Amar le mele kalayitli. What, you're cursing me? Armalei kruxiv. No, I'm just quoting a pasuk. Kini achoshech yichase aretz va'arafel leumim. Darkness will cover the land and the nations. Va'alayich yizrach Hashem, and on you Hashem will shine. Ukvodo alayich yira'eh, and it will shine on you, on those who serve. So says Rabbi Avoh. I'm just quoting a pasuk, right? You all believe in psukim also. Pasuk in Yeshayahu, towards the beginning of the sefer. Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Yemos HaMashiach. So now, as we remember, the Rambam talks about Yemos HaMashiach in Hilchos Malachim. There'll be a certain amount of days that are designated as Yemos HaMashiach. The Rambam writes in the last parak of all of Mishneh Torah that these will be, as we're going to see today, according to Shmuel, these are going to be somewhat of a physical existence. Al Yal Alev Shev Yemos HaMashiach Yevatel Davar Mimin Hago Shel Olam O Yesham Chidush B'Maisa Bracious. No, in the days of Yemos HaMashiach, there's going to be days of Tchias HaMesim, Yemos HaMashiach, Olam Haba, all of these, and there's Machlokos, exactly what the order is of all of these stages. But whatever Yemos HaMashiach, the Rambam says, is not going to be any change from what it is today. Olam Kiminago Noheg. And he, this is a Machlokos Rishonim, Vezesh and Emer B'Yishayo, that which Yishayo says, Vegar Zeivim Keves, all the animals are going to get along with each other. Mashal V'chida. Inyan Adavar just means there's going to be peace. Sheyu Yisrael Yoshin LaVetach Im Rishay HaOlam HaMishulim Bezev VinAmer. Those that it's given a mashal to those animals. V'yachzru Kulam L'dasa Emes. Everyone will believe in monotheism and Hashem. V'lo Yigzalu V'lo Yashchisu Elo Yochlu Davar HaMutar Benachas Ki Yisrael. And that's what all the allegory, all the psukim about Mashiach, what has to be understood in this light, says the Rambam. So those days Yemos HaMashiach, which many Rishonim assume, is a certain stage after this world, but it's not forever. So various opinions of the Tanoim, how long is it going to be? Tanya, Eliezer Omer, Yemos HaMashiach Arboim Shana. Shenemar, Arboim Shana Akut Bedar. Right, what is that? It's referring to the Dor HaMidbar. But Rashi points out, it's also Lashon Asid, Akut Bedar. That's a reference to a future, but just like that was 40 years, so to Yemos HaMashiach will be 40 years. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer Shivim Shana, 70 years. Shenemar Vayaba Yamahu, Finishkachas, Tsur Shivim Shana. Tsur will be forgotten. Tyre will be forgotten for 70 years. Kimei Melech Achad, like the days of a king. Veizu Melech Miyuchad, Aviomer Zamashiach, that's Mashiach. And it's 70 years, as we know, that David HaMelech would live for 70 years, but they're going to be forgotten for 70 years. Rebbe Omer Shlosha Doros, three generations. Shenemar Yiru'ucha Im Shemesh, that's the makar for Vasikin. V'lefnei Yareach, Dor Dorim. David and the Bnei Yisrael are compared to the Yareach, so it's Dor Dorim altogether is three generations. Rashi says, Malchus based up initially Yareach, it goes up, it goes down. So that is the three opinions given. So if you see on the surface, it seems like Rebbe Elazar, only 40 years? That's so short, it's terrible. What, it's only going to be 40 years, the shortest one? Says the Ran, the Chiddush Yaran. The Ran doesn't have too many comments on this parak, right? There's a lot of Chiddush Yaran, as we've had over the past few months, the last 3 months, right? The Ran is a major force here in Maseches Sanhedrin, but on Parak Chelek, he doesn't talk so much. So first we have Daf Tzadi. On the first Mishnah, he said something, so now he's the second comment of the Ran in the parak. In Kavanah Rabbi Eliezer, when Rabbi Eliezer says 40 years, his Kavanah is not L'ma'et B'Kvodan Shel Yisrael. This is not minimizing Bnei Yisrael. Oh, only 40 years. The opposite, laharboso, because the Yemos HaMashiach are years of preparation for the next stage. So he's the one that says we're going to be able to prepare so quickly. In 40 years, we're going to have it done. We're going to be able to go to the next stage. Lefishi yadua, shi Yemos HaMashiach he madrega l'tchias HaMesim. That is the next stage of tchias HaMesim. V'sover, and he holds. Sha'achar b'am shana l'Yemos HaMashiach yezman tchias HaMesim. V'ikaman damar shivim, v'ikaman damar abameyot. But he says the shortest time, and that's why really he is suggesting the greatest chiddush, where the greatest will be ready even after just 40 years. Good. Rebbe Hillel Omer. Now we have a Rebbe Hillel, which we already had yesterday, but we said we're going to talk about it today. Rebbe Hillel says, Ein lahem Mashiach li Yisrael. There's no Mashiach. Shekvar achlu b'mei Chizkiyahu. Because they already enjoyed it, they already partook in the days of Chizkiyahu. What does that mean? There's no Mashiach. How are you supposed to understand that? That there's not going to be a redemption? Of course, everybody says that. Yeah, there has to be a redemption. There has to be some stage, some destiny of Klal Yisrael. But maybe it's not the way that we understand it usually. Rashi says, "Ein leMashiach liYisrael, Ela Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yimloch Baatzmo VeYigaleim Levado." There's not going to be somebody called Mashiach, a person. Hashem's going to come Himself, which maybe is the exact opposite of what we think. He's saying it's even greater. Hashem's going to do it before the Baatzmo. But again, that's not what we usually assume. We assume that somebody called Mashiach from Malchus Beis David. But Rashi says it's talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmo. If you look in the Yad Ramah says, what is he? I'm sorry, not the Yad Ramah. The Chiddush Yaran, the Ran also reinterprets Rabbi Hillel. Says the Ran, V'chein Rabbi Hillel, Shoyo Mary Mashiach Li Yisrael, Lo Aya Badaito Shi Yisrael Be'evlan Be'gola. V'yu Ovdin Bekusim. Chas V'shal Oso Tzadik. How could a Tana, Rebbe Hillel, say such a thing? Shere Torah Hivticha V'yit, the Torah promises. It's going to be Godem HaGem Mashiach. V'shal V'kibetzcha Ha'amim V'yeshvu V'ares V'yereshua V'chola Parsha Kula Mufureshes V'parshas Atem Nitzavim V'parshas Ha'azinu. So what's Rebbe Hillel talking about? Eli Rebbe Hillel Mikatzer V'yemos HaMashiach. As the Ran just explained, even in just 40 years they'll be ready. The Ran says that according to Rebbe Hillel, there aren't going to be even days of Yemos HaMashiach. Of course, there's going to be a Mashiach, but it's going to go straight into the next stage. Lomar shlo yutzrichin l'malach HaMashiach l'chbosh ha'umos. You won't need the Malach HaMashiach. Elo miyad b'tzeisam min ha'galus. Kvod Hashem yeira'e aleihem v'yichyu ha'mesim v'yenu mizev ha'shchina. They're going to skip a stage. There's not going to be a stage of Yemos HaMashiach. That's what the Chiddush Yaran says. Rebbe Hillel means. Again, other Tanoim reject Rebbe Hillel. If you look in the Chassam Sofer, this is the last tshuva. The last tshuva in Yaredeya of the Chassam Sofer. Tshuva Shin Nun Vav. Read to one of his Talmidim, I'm not sure who this is, Rebbe Meir Ungvar. Right, says the Shin Nun Vav, the last tshuva. So he says, Im Yesh, the question that he was asked was, what do I do with the machlokes between the Rambam and Rabbi Yosef Albo in the Sefer Ikarim? The Rambam says there are 13 Ikarim, 13 Animamins, and Rabbi Yosef Albo, as is known, 3 Ikarim. Torah and Shemayim, Schar Va'onesh, just three, and one more. But 3 Ikarim, he does not list as one of the Ikarim believing in Mashiach. Right, like the Rambam does at the end of the Animamins. So is there any nafgamina that he doesn't say it's Yisod? Says the Chassam Sofer, Im Yesh Begimel Ikarim Yud Gimel Ikarim O Gimel Karbi Yosef Albo Lo Yadati Shum Nafkusa Ki Im Kriya Shem Levad. I think it's just a question of semantics. Oladas Hamukubal Main Kan Iker Ki Kol Kusim Shotori Im Ikar Ma Beizelaze. Everything's an Iker. What Sitzes is an Iker and Tfilin's an Iker. So he says that his Talmud Rabbi Meir asked him that it seems like some people believe in the 13. Says the Chassam Sofer, Ach I Efshali B'Shum Ofan Lahamin. I don't think you have to say that believing in Geula and the Mashiach is one of the tenets. And if we don't believe in that, then we're a kofer. It can't be. It can't be that. Why? Because it's not a separate yisod. But, says the Chassam Sofer, it talks about that yisod in the Torah. Right? As the Ranja said, Parshas Nitzavim, Parshas Azina talks all about the Geula. So if you don't believe in the Geula, it's not that you're being a kofar because you don't bring in the Geula. It's because, like we said yesterday, later on today's daf, if we don't believe in one detail, one letter, one mitzvah, then somebody's a kofar because they don't believe in Taras Moshe Rabbeinu. So if somebody doesn't believe in the Geula, so then, Imke Mishim Afakpik ala Geula halaz, Hari Kofar Be'ikr. Ha'amona Sator Avanavim. Fine. Then he gets into Rebbe Hillel. So he says, how do you understand Rabbi Hillel? Rabbi Hillel is a kofer in a chelik of the Torah. So he says, nah, chas v'shalom. Tevada gam Rabbi Hillel yesh geula. Ela she'en Mashiach melech. The gambazo, like Rashi says. But you should know, says the Chazam Sofer, we don't paskin that way. The gambazo les hil chazakavase. The ha'omer ein Mashiach. If you say like Rabbi Hillel, you hold like that, then that person is a kofer. The kimli, if somebody says kimli Rabbi Hillel, how are you kofer b'chlala Torah? The kaili achrei rabim lahatos. Kiven sharabu olav chachma Yisrael. The amru dolo kavase. Shuv ein adam ra'uili mashech acharav. Just like he gives a mashal, in the day in the city of Rabbi Lazar, they used to cut the wood for the bris, and the city of Zeglil, they used to have chicken and chicken cheeseburgers, but outside of that city, and once there's a shochan arach, nobody can say that. Al kapanim ha-geula u'biyatza mashiach einena ikr, avo mishena modebo, kover be'ikr shalamanas ha-torah v'divrei ha-neviyim. And then in the last two paragraphs of this shuvah, it's not really our topic now, but it's the last page of Yer Hadeya, he talks about how all of Torah is min ha-shamayim. How do we know certain stories in the Torah? So first of all, how do we know the Bilam story? You can only know the Bilam story if you believe in Torah min ha-shamayim. That's the greatest, we mentioned this in Parsha Shirim in the past. One can only believe Parshas Balak. How do you know Parshas Balak happened? The whole conversations. It's Kodesh Baruch Hu told us. That's the biggest raya of Torah Min HaShemayim. And nobody's ever argued on that. And then he says, what about all the stories of Adam and Chava and the Nachash? See, he quotes, amazing. Umaisa Nachash Began Eden, V'hamabul, V'hafalaga, Kfar Kasav Ramban, V'sefer Drushas, HaRamban, Harei Da Adam Arishon, Ra Atzmo Yechidi, B'li'ah V'aim. He realized that he was the first. U ma'isa gan eden v'girusho v'hu diver pe el pe im shem ben noach. Right, 11 generations later, he spoke to Shem. Right, rabo shel Yaakov avinu. Shem spoke to Yaakov. So it went Adam to Shem to Yaakov because Yaakov was 50 years old when Shem died. The kibbutz manu kol anal ma'isa ma'aba v'flaga v'usi per lebanis. Only how many people to give the Torah to all the way to Moshe Rabbeinu? You have Adam to Shem, number two, to Yaakov, number three, to his son, right, Levi, number four, to Amram, his son, five, to Moshe, six. V'yarmu l'banav Moshe v'aron v'chol adorahu, kiblu kemi avoseyem, u'v'chol adoros kol anaseh l'zakein z'keinim. Hareyu ki'ilu naseh b'fnei amamish, v'yavsho l'hachish zehu b'masiyos v'sipurei Torah. That's just at the end of the Shuvah, Torah ben Hashemayim. But either way, he says, Rabbi Hillel, whatever he holds, we don't paskin that way. Interesting, one final point on Rabbi Hillel. On the first page of Rabbi Yosef Albo, once we have it open on the Sefer Yikarim, on the first page he says, this is my raya to the Rambam, that you don't have to believe in Mashiach if you don't believe in Mashiach, that's not called a kofer, because you see, nobody called Rabbi Hillel a kofer, and they even call him Rabbi Hillel. V'lohi machzikin oso bechote al hayoso machish rayos ha-pikpukim imlohi mamenkin al-pikabalah. Ela b'shibalisa fake Rabbi Hillel lo haya mamin v'bias ha-mashiach klau. V'yafal pikein lo haya nimne b'chal ha-kofrim. L'fi she'ein b'yas ha-mashiach ikr l'taras moshek and was cause of ha-rambam ki kvar yitzur m'siyosa zulos. So I've already explained how it could be without it. B'chlulu, and he continues. Again, come on, all the other Rishonim do not agree with that. You have to re-understand Rabbi Hillel, and even so, we don't paskin that way. Okay. We continue. So Rabbi Hillel quotes this line of Ein Mashiach. Amar of Yosef. Sharele Mare Rabbi Hillel. Right? The Rabbi Yosef already says, Hashem should forgive Rabbi Hillel. Should forgive Rabbi Hillel. Why? Because what does he say? In the times of Chizkiah, Mashiach already came. No. Chizkiah Emas Hadeh. When was Chizkiah? When did Chizkiah live? B'Bayis Rishon. Right? He was one of the kings of Malchus Beis David. Vilu Zachariah Hanavi, come Mistabi by Sheni. Zachariah Hanavi was Mistabi during by Sheni, one of the last Nevi'im. Chagai Zachariah Malachi at the beginning of by Sheni. And they say in the future, Mashiach's going to come. So it can't be that Mashiach happened in the times of Chizkiyahu. Gili Ma'od Basion, Ari'i Bas Yerushalayim, Hide Malkech Yavolach, Tzadik Venosha, who? Aniv Rochev Alachamor, like the pasuk we had yesterday. Va'al Ir Ben Asonos. So therefore we see that it's going to happen in the future, so it can't be that Mashiach came already. They were talking about it in the future, even after that time. Rashi here points out that there were really two Zacharias. There was a Zachariah at the time of Bayez Rishon that we also learned about 2 days ago, right, when we had Nevuzradon and the blood, Nevuzradon is Bayez Rishon, and the blood of the Navi Zachariah that was killed. That was Bayez Rishon. That's a different Zachariah, right? That was a Zachariah Kohen Gadol that they killed, and this one is a Zachariah Bayez Sheni, as in Chagai, Zachariah, and Malachi. Right? Rashi points that also. Rashi points out there are two: the Zachariah ben Yehoyada that was killed, and Zachariah ben Brechia, which is the one during Vayishen. Period. Tanya Idah, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Yomos HaMashiach Arba'im Shana, 40 years, like we said earlier, but a different source. K'sivacha v'yancha v'yarivecha v'yachilcha, I will, you know, you'll be in pain, and you'll be hungry, and I'll feed you. V'ksivasam samchenu kimosi nisanu. Make us happy in the days of Mashiach, like the days that we had difficulty. Shinos reinu ra'a. So that's 40 years. Rabbi Dosa Omer Dalim Me'oshan. It's going to be 400 years. K'sivacha v'alatam v'inu osam arba me'oshana, by the Brisbane of Asarim. V'ksivasam samchenu kimosi nisanu. Right, but that's the inui. Right, that's v'inu osam, like it says by Brisbane of Asarim. Rabbi Omer Gimel Meos Vishishim Vachameshana. 365 years. Kiminyan Mosachama. Like a year. 1 year, Rabbi, each day times a year is 365 years. Shinamar, Kiyom Nakam Belibi. The day of Nakam is in my heart. Vishnas Gu'ulai Ba'ah. And the year of Geula has come. What does that mean? So Rashi explains. You do one, just like in the Midbar. They went for 40 days by the Meraglim, and they were punished a year per day. So to here, it'll be a year per day, and that's how long it's alluding to. Ma yom nakam b'libi. What is the day of revenge on the nations is in my heart. Am Rav Yochanan. Machlokas Rav Yochanan Rish Lakish. Rav Yochanan l'libi gilisi. Lavroi lo gilisi. Hashem, Kaviyochol says, I told my heart, but I didn't tell my Evarim. I didn't, Rashi says, Shalo heitzesi davar mipi, shahayu Evarin yucholin l'shmoa, avo belibi hayatamin bedavar. I didn't tell my limbs. It was only in my heart. I didn't say it. Right? The Yad Ramah here says, obviously, we can't understand this, that God has a body. Chas v'sholom, that is one of the Ikarim. You have to believe. Chas v'sholom is his lashon. Sheish lo leve varim. Right? The Ran doesn't make it so many comments here on this parak so far, but the Yad Ramah, every daf. Chas v'sholom, sheish lo leve varim. Shahari eino guf. Lefisha guf yesh lo sof. A guf is finite. The kol sheish lo sof yesh lo kocho sof. Ve'elokeinu yizbarach shemo. Ve'titale malchuso la'ade ad. Ulenetzach netzachim. He's infinite. Hol ve'ein l'kocho sof. He can't have a body. The kol makom shata motzei. Bein b'torah, bein b'nevi'im, bein b'ksuvim, bein b'diver abosein huzal b'dram halalu. Whenever we have words like this, einon, kipashton, el derech mashal hein, v'diver torah kolosha b'nei adam. The derech mashal, u'pitaron adram halalu l'fi. So what does it mean? Shem machshava shal adam tliya b'libo. And that's why it's called machshava slave. Dibur is a function of evarim, and that's why it's easier for us to understand. Right, Hashem, they put the Gemara puts it into words and concepts that we could fathom. And that's why it says this pasuk as pshat of the, this Gemara as pshat of the pasuk. That's Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Shimon Lakish Omar, Lalibi Galisi, Lamalachi Ashari Slogilisi. I only told myself, I didn't even tell the Malachi. Good. Second wide line. Tani Avimi Breder Rabbi Yavo. Yemos HaMashiach Lisrael Shiva Salafim Shana. All the different opinions about how long it's going to be. Ultimately, we're not going to know until it happens. Right? Yemos HaMashiach, 7,000 years. Obviously arguing on the Chazal we had 2 days ago. The whole world is going to be 6,000, and that's Hashem is going to rule 1,000. V'nitzkav Hashem Levado. Shene'emar U'masos Chasan Al-Kala. Yosis Alayach Elokayach. Right? As the Pasuk also says in Yeshayahu, we had Shiurim about all of this. But Achaz and Akala have 7 days. So again, 7 days of celebration. 7 times 1,000, because Hashem's day is 1,000, so that's 7,000. Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Yemos HaMashiach, Kimiyom Shenever HaOlam, V'ad Achshav. Yemos HaMashiach will be from the day the world was created until today. Shenemar, Kimi HaShemayim, Al Haaretz. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar, Kimi Noach Ad Achshav. Shenemar, Haftorah for Parshas Noach, Kimei Noach Zosli Asher Nishbati. Where did Hashem swear? Hashem swore that he's going to bring the Geula. Right? Like we know the Smak. We mentioned this, I don't know if we mentioned it in this parak yet, so it's Kedai to mention. Smak in Mitzvah Aleph says, what's the source for believing? Like, we don't hold like Rav Hillel, whatever Rav Hillel means. We hold like, you have to believe in Mashiach. What's the source? What's the source of the Gemara in Shabbos Laman Aleph of Tzipisil Yeshua? They have to believe in Mashiach. Right? The others have a source in the Torah. Kavati Dma Torah. There's a mitzvah of Tama Torah. Right? Asag the Beri Berivya. There's a mitzvah of Puravu. So what about Tzipisil Yeshua? Where's the source for that? Says the Smak. It's the mitzvah of Emuna. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Just like we believe that Hashem redeemed us once, so do we believe that He's going to redeem us again in the future. Amar Chibar Abba Amar Yochanan, Kol HaNeviim Kulan Lo Nisnabu El Yemos HaMashiach. Neviim prophesies regarding Yemos HaMashiach. That's what all the Nevuas are about. Not past that. Aval Olam Haba, but regarding Olam Haba, you can't put that into words. You can't, there's no, the physical words that we say cannot express what is in Olam Haba. Ayin larasa Elokim zulasecha yaaseh l'machak elo. He will make it for those who wait for it. Upliga de Shmuel, and this statement of Rabbi Yochanan argues on Shmuel, the Amar Shmuel, ein min olam hazeh limos ha-mashiach, el shibun malchis bovad. Like we read the Rambam before, that olam haba, imos ha-mashiach, is going to be a physical existence, and the difference is going to be shibun malchis. The simple interpretation of this Gemara, that is a machlokas here. Upliga de Shmuel. The Gemara has it as a machlokas. The Rambam obviously feels otherwise. Because the Rambam quotes both opinions. The Rambam quotes Shmuel, and Rabbi Yochanan, what we just read before. The Rambam at the end of Hilchas Malachim quotes the statement of Shmuel. Yemos HaMashiach is gonna be regular, we're just gonna have peace. But if we look in Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam there quotes the statement of Rabbi Yochanan, that the days of Olam Haba, Ayin LaRasa, right, says the Rambam in Perek Ches Halacha Zayin of Hilchos Tshuva. Avol Tov Eschaya Olam Haba, Ein LaErech V'Dimyon, V'lo Dimuhu HaNeviim, Kedei Shalo Yifchesu Osa V'Dimyon. The Neviim didn't describe it because that would minimize it. You can't describe it. V'hu She'Yishayo Amer, that's what Yishayo said. Ayin LaRasa Elohim, Zulasecha, Yasalem Chakelo, Klomar, HaTova Shalo Rasa Osa Ayin Navi, V'lo Ra Osa Ela Elokim, Asa Ota, O Elokim la Adam, Shemachakalo, for those who wait for it. Zeshakaro so Chacham Olam Haba, Lo Mipnein, the Rambam adds, it's called Olam Haba not because it's not here today. It is existent already. It's just that we're not there yet. Lo Mipnein Sheino Matsuyata, Vizeho Olam Oveid, Viacharkach Yavo Osoho Olam. Olam Haba doesn't mean that it's going to come after this world. Eina Davarkein, Ela Hareu Matsuy Vomeid. The Rambam says, Olam Haba exists today. Shenemar, Asher Tzafanta, Pa'alta. V'lo Kar'uhu, Olam Haba, Ela Mipnei She'osa Nachayim, Ba'in Lo La'adam Acher, Chay Olam Hazeh. Sheno Kayem Haba B'guf HaNefesh, V'zeh Hu HaNimsa L'Kal Adam Barishona. So Olam Haba is the land that all of us will go to afterwards, even though it exists right now. Right there, the Ravid argues on this. But either way, the Rambam there quotes Rabbi Yochanan. So he asks the Kesef Mishnah, how could the Rambam quote Shmuel in Hilchos Malachim and Rabbi Yochanan in Hilchos Tshuva? So what does he say? Tzarechian. No answer given. The Rambam is against the Pashas of this Gemara, but the Rambam obviously feels maybe there are other opinions. The Shmuel is quoted elsewhere where Rabbi Yochanan is not quoted. So it could be the Rambam also is medayik in the words. Right? If you look at the words closely, Rabbi Yochanan is talking about Olam Haba, but Shmuel is talking about Yemos HaMashiach. Right? So it could be different, right? Rabbi Yochanan says Neviim or Bezaba Yimos HaMashiach and Olam Haba nobody has seen. And Shmuel says Olam Haba, Olam Haba. So Rambam believes Yimos HaMashiach because Yimos HaMashiach and Olam Haba is Olam Haba. So, but again, the Gemara portrays it and presents it as a machlokas. Good. V'amar Rabbi Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Kol Neviim Lo Nisnabu Ela Bali Tshuva. The Neviim, Rabbi Yochanan says, Neviim, we're talking about the Schar for Bali Tshuva. That's all the great things they say. Aval Tzadikim Gemurin Ayin LaRasa Elohim Zulasecha. So the Tzadikim Gemurin are way beyond. Upligat Rabbi Yavo, and that's against Rabbi Yavo. Dom Rabbi Yavo. Rabbi Yavo has the famous line, Makom Shabali Tshuva Omdin, Sham Tzadikim Ein Omdim Sham. Bali Tshuva occupy a space, which even Tzadikim Gemurim cannot be. Shenemar, Shalom Shalom LaRachok Vilakarov. Baresha Rachok, those who were distant, Vahadar Karov. My Rachok, Rachok Demei Kara, means they were distant and now they're close. Well, my Karov, Karov Demei Kara, Uda Hashta. What would Rabbi Yochanan do with that pasuk? For Rabbi Yochanan, Amar La Rachok, Shu Rachok Me Aveira. Rachok, which are stated first, are those who have always been far from Aveira. Karov Shu Karov Me Aveira, Venis Rachek Mimena. So that's how Rabbi Yochanan would read the pasuk. Again, what exactly does that mean? We have to take, there are many chazals that talk about both. There's the Tzadik ben Tzadik versus Tzadik ben Rasha. There's elements of a Baal Tshuva, because a Baal Tshuva has to conquer the Kovishes Yetzer, right? Like Gadol HaMetzuba V'Yosef, and Meisha'ina Metzuba V'Yosef. But there are other chazals about how Tzadikim Gemurim, and they never fully sinned. It relates to, not exactly the same, the Rambam's discussion in Shmona Prakim, in Akdama to Pirkei Avos, where he talks about Moshe B'Yisro and Chasin Me'ula, right? So was it greater to want to do the Aveira, but overcome? Or is it better not to even want to do the Aveira? And the Rambam says it's a machlokes between the philosophers and the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan say that it's greater to not even want to do it, and to want to do it, efshi v'efshi, but the Kodesh Baruch Hu gazer alai, and the philosophers, you know, it's better not even to want to do it. And the Rambam says, I'm going to make shalom between them. The Rambam says, chukim versus mishpatim. Chukim, you should say, I want to do it, but Hashem doesn't let me. Well, mishpatim, we should not even have a tie up for it. Good. So it's similar to this idea of Bali Tshuva and Tzadikim Gemurah. What are the actions that the Nevi'im say great things about? If somebody marries off their daughter to a Talmud Chacham, ulo seprakmatia l'Talmud Chacham, does mizdiz l'mahane Talmud Chacham in the Chasav. Or he gives Talmud Chacham, he invests with the Talmud Chacham. Alo Talmud Chacham atzman, ayin l'rasa l'himzu l'asecha. The Nevi'im spoke about people who help out the Talmud Chacham, but the Talmud Chacham themselves? Can't even imagine. My ayin la rasa, amr b'shuben levi, say yayinam shumar ba'navav, misheses mebreshes. It's like the wine that was put away during sheses mebreshes. Nobody's indulged in that wine, and is waiting for the tzaddikim. Rishlakesh amr, ze eden, la rasa ayin me'olam. Eden! Eden nobody's seen! I says the Gemara v'im tomar, Adam echandar, wasn't Adam there? No, Bagan. He was in Gan, Eden, but not actual Eden. V'im tomar, Gan hu Eden, if you want to say they're the same thing, no, tamal omar. Pasuk says, "Vinar yotzei me'eden lahashko says agan," and therefore we know it is different. Adkan discussions of Yemos Hamashiach and Tchias Hamesim. That was all a 9-blot discussion that started way back on the first daf of the parak on Daf Tzadi. We spoke about every Jew has a chelek in Olam Haba unless you deny Tchias Hamesim, then you're not going to have Tchias Hamesim. That's the first line of the Mishnah. Ha'omer ain't Tchias Hamesim in the Torah. So now we're up to line number 2. The ain't Torah min Hashemayim v'Apikaris. Somebody denies Torah min Hashemayim and an Apikaris. So what are those two? So first says the Gemara, Ha'omer ain't Torah min Hashemayim v'Chulu. Tanur Rabbanan ki Dvar Hashem baza. He has disgraced the word of the Torah. Ves mitzvas umitzvaso heifar. Ves mitzvaso heifar. He kares ti kares. Ze Ha'omer. What is somebody who's mevaza the Torah? Ze Ha'omer ain't Torah min Hashemayim. Somebody who does not accept divine authorship of the Torah. Number one, Dabar Acher, Kidvar Hashem Bazaz, Apikoris. And others say, no, this is Apikoris, and we'll have to get to what Apikoris is, Bezaz Hashem, later. Dabar Acher, Kidvar Hashem Bazaz, Zemagal, Panim Batorah. Somebody who darshins Torah inappropriately, and we'll see what that is. Vez Mitzvah So Efar. Somebody tries to deny the mitzvah, Zamefer Bris Basar. Somebody who denies and does not give himself a bris, or his family a bris, right? Somebody who does that is breaking the covenant with God. Hikares, tikares. We know why that's one of the two mitzvahs I say, that if one doesn't do, it's chayev kares. Hikares, tikares, hikares b'olam hazeh, tikares b'olam haba. Mikan Amar Rabbi Elazar Amudai, based on this also, Rabbi Elazar Amudai says in Perkei Avos, Hamachalas Akachim. If somebody disgraces the Beis HaMikdash, you walk in Tamei, do the Avodah Tamei, v'hamevazes ha-moados, somebody who disgraces the Moados. What are the Moados? Rashi here says, left side, Cholo Shel Moed. Cholo Moed. Why? So the Magalas Yam explains, because it doesn't say Mechala Les ha-moados, it says Mechala Kachin. So if I touch Kachin when I'm Tamei, I'm Mechala it. But if it was really Yantif, then it should say Mechalel. It says Mevazeh. So it can't be regular Yantif. It must be Mevazeh Samodos. I don't take Cholamoid seriously. And the Magalas Yam says maybe it's Rashi L'shitaso. Machlokas Rishonim, whether Malach on Cholamoid is Daraisa or Darabanan, Rashi holds is Daraisa. So maybe that's why Rashi says what he says. Tosfis and other Rishonim, let's say Malachas Cholamoid is Asa Darabanan. Maybe they would interpret this Gemara as actual Yantif. That's his suggestion. Either way, Mevazeh Samoados. Again, the Kedusha of Cholamoid is a huge discussion. It even comes up Alach Lamaisa. Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, Machlokes, about wearing tefillin on Cholamoid. We know we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos or Yontif, because Shabbos and Yontif are Osos. And Osi B'nei Avanechem, you always have two Osos. So we have tefillin and Bris Milah, or Shabbos and Bris Milah, or Yontif and Bris Milah. What about Cholamoid? Is Cholamoid, so the Shulchan Aruch says Cholamoid is an Os, so no tefillin. And the Ramah quotes other Shitas. Different minhagim about what to do with tefillin on Cholamoid. But yeah, well, let's just finish the line and then we'll make one more comment about that. V'amefer brisa shel Avraham Avinu, or if somebody doesn't do bris milah, v'amagal upon him a Torah, if somebody denies and darshens the Torah inappropriately, shalok halacha, v'amalbin pnei chaver barabim, or somebody who embarrasses their friend in public, avabishish biyado Torah maisim tovim, Ein lo chelek lolam haba. Amazing. Again, each one of these we could spend hours and hours on, but we just don't have the time in these in this context. Rav Soloveitchik, Rav Shachter quotes this from Rav Soloveitchik, that there's no Gemara, right, the Machlokas, about whether Chol HaMoed is an os or not. There seems to be no Gemara that's explicit about it, one way or the other, right? Not clear. Meaning, maybe, especially if somebody is like very medakdeik, you should just at least wear tefillin l'chumra. At least wear tefillin l'chumra. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik thought that it is, you should not wear tefillin. Not wear tefillin, why? Because the Gemara in Arachin. The Gemara says, in the context of Hallel. What are the rules for Hallel? So, the Gemara says, why don't we say Hallel on Shabbos? It's not called a Moed. Why don't we say Hallel on the last days of Pesach, and Chol HaMoed? Because lo ikdish, it doesn't have a separate carbon. Why don't we say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh? Lo ikdish ba'asiyas melacha. It wasn't ikdish ba'asiyas melacha. Interesting. So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, and maybe it was the name of his father, Rav Chaim, said, it says by Rosh Chodesh, it wasn't ikdish ba'asiyas melacha. But what about Chol HaMoed? There it just says it doesn't have a separate carbon by Pesach. Right. What about the Chol HaMoed of Sukkos? You say Hallel. So there, it has a separate carbon. But what do you mean? Why don't you say lo ikdish ba'asiyas melacha? It must be, it is ikdish. Chol HaMoed is a full yantif with the heterim of the five heterim of Davar HaAvid and the Tzarchei Tzibur v'chulu. So, and Rav Moshe Soloveitchik thought that it was a Gemara Mifureshes. That's how he considered it. In the footnote, in the Eretz Tzvi, on page Ayin Zayin, says that Rav Soloveitchik asked his father, isn't it at least a safek? Just put on tefillin l'chumra, to bitul asay, v'aldeh shivu aviv de'ein bazeh safek klal. There's no safek. Me gemara erichin, to mevor lehedya, shekdushas chol hamoed, shaveh l'kdushas yantif. And it just has a ptur, it has a heter of malacha. But either way, that's chol hamoed. Again, the other topic here of Mavav Pnei Chavero, the Tosfos in Masechet Sota that has the amazing comment where Tosfos says, if Mavav Pnei Chavero you have to give your life for, it's better to allow oneself to be burned, like from Tamar. So why isn't it one of the big three? Tosfos says it really is one of the big three. It's just not on the list because it's not Mefurish. Amazing. It's one of the big three. So if somebody comes over to a Reuven and says, embarrass Shimon or I'm going to kill you, sounds like from that Tosfos that you have to allow yourself to be killed instead of embarrassing him. Poskim don't quote that. Poskim don't think that Tosfos really means it. But either way, it's a fascinating discussion. What about Chilul Shabbos? Embarrass him? I mean, there's a lot of discussions. We discussed this in the Mitzvah Shira, in the Isra of Ritzicha, about nafkaminas relating to embarrassing somebody in public, really being Ki'ilu Hargo or not. Okay, let's continue. Tanya Idach. Kidvar Hashem Bazazel Omer in Torah Min HaShemayim. Afilu Omer Kol HaTorah Kulu Min HaShemayim Chutz Mipasuk Zeh. Even if I say only one pasuk is not from Shemayim. Shelo Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu El Moshe Mipi Atzmo. Zeh Kidvar Hashem Bazah. Even if I reject only one word. V'afilu Omer Kol HaTorah Kulu Min HaShemayim Chutz Miditug Zeh. Except for one halacha. Mikal V'chomer Zeh. Migzer Shavazu. Zehu Kidvar Hashem Bazah. Even if it's only one limud. Right? The Maharal says. If a Sefer Torah is missing one letter, it's puzzle. As possible, even if it's just missing one letter. The Margolius Hayam notes here, Mikal v'chomer, Gzeira Shava. What does that mean? So Rashi says, right, if I say that I didn't have the, see Rashi, Mikal v'chomer zem Gzeira Shava zu, v'sha'amar le rabo Gzeira Shava lo gomer mirabo. I didn't get this from my Rebbe, even though I got it from his Rebbe. Fine, but Gzeira Shava, what about Kal v'chomer? Kal v'chomer kedashin yourself, in the Chazal. So interesting, the Margolius Hayam says, look, the Zeh is in brackets in Rashi, meaning there's a girsa that doesn't have the word zeh. So maybe what it means is that he doesn't believe in the institution of Kal v'chomer and Gzeirah Shavah. It's not a specific Kal v'chomer and Gzeirah Shavah. Maybe the point is he doesn't believe in the Yud Gimel Midos, and it picks the two extremes, Kal v'chomer and Gzeirah Shavah. And that would be Dvar Hashem Baza. That would be obviously a much more fundamental problem. Tanya, Hayer Meir Omer. So we have a lot of other limudim. What do we do with this pasuk? Halo mitorav einam alam dahare zehu dvar Hashem baza. If somebody learns Torah and they have the power to teach and they don't, that's dvar Hashem baza. Rabbi Nosson Omer kol mi sheinam mashgiach ala mishnah. Somebody's not mashgiach on the mishnah. What does that mean, mashgiach on the mishnah? Rashi, zesha oseh kamo sheina iker. Right, zeha, that it's not the focus. It's not focused on the on the person. Somebody could be involved in Torah. It's not. That's baza, right? The Torah is not significant enough for you to be osek in. Rabbi Shmuel Omer is all different opinions. My mashma, where do you see that? Tatana the Rabbi Shmuel, ki dvar Hashem baza, zemavaze, dibur, shenemr lo lemoshe misinai. The dvar, what we heard from Hashem, we're mevaze. What do we hear from Hashem? Anochi Hashem lokecha, lo yeh lechol hem achirim. The gomer. Rabbi Shua bekarcha omer. Second to last line. Once we're talking about people who aren't connecting and pushing themselves in Torah enough, so we have a couple of other chazals related. Shulben Karcha says, if I learn Torah and I don't review it, that's compared to a person who puts seeds in the ground and does not harvest. You started a process, but you didn't finish it. That's Lorea Veino Kotzer. How do I remember? I don't remember too many dafim, but how do I remember that? Sanhedrin 99. You couldn't do it the 100th time. Right? The Gemara in Chagiga. You have to do it 101 times. But you couldn't do it the 100th time. Just do it one more. Make it 100. That's Sanhedrin 99. If I like planting a seed and not harvesting it. Rabbi Shua Omer, call Lomi Torah Meshachacha. If somebody learns Torah and forgets it, obviously not on, if we always forget things, but this is where we could have remembered it. Domali Isha Shioledis Vekoveris. It's like having a child and the child not lasting longer than the parent. Rachman Letzlan, Yelez Vekoveris. We mentioned maybe a lot of these chazals or dafka during the earlier time in history of Chaim Yivalazhin, before Torah was written down. But either way, the Ikar is for us to do review as much as we can and to have chazar programs in our Dafyomi learning as well. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Zamer Bechol Yom, Zamer Bechol Yom. Sing out every day. What does that mean, sing out every day? Rashi, Hayim Esadeli Mudcha, Avabisha Sadur Beficha. Because Zamer, even if you know it, I know that song already. Sing it again. You sing it around today, Hashem will give it back to you in the next world. And the Yad Ramah also says right here, Yad Ramah says, Klomar, I say Tarascha benigun va'asok ba b'chol yom. V'yavavish esturah b'ficha, k'derach ha-menagnim, sh'avavish eniguno sadur lo b'fiv. You know the song, Harim menagin b'chol yom. You still sing every day. V'pnei shachaviv alav, l'shmoa niguno. And if you do that, Hashem will sing to you the Torah in Olam Haba, says the Yad Ramah. Amar Yisab Aravdim, imai amaykra, what's the pasuk that you should continue doing this, shenemar, nefesh amal amela lo, the hard worker, kiakaf alav pihu, because he took it as a burden on his mouth. Hu amal b'makom zeh, v'taraso omelas lo b'makom acher. We work hard in this world, and Hashem will give it back to us in the next world. Amar Malazar, Adam la'amal nivra, every person was born to be a worker. Shenemar ki Adam la'amal yulan, says Eov, you gotta work hard. Is it about mouth, right? Working hard with our mouth, which means Talmud Torah, or Milacha? Marsha explains here, and the Masosi Sharm talks about it, many Bali Musar talk about this Gemara, right? Is it about the hard work, and right, Torah B'li Milacha, the Mishnah says in Perkei Avos, doesn't last, but we have to remember what the Ikar is. The ultimate purpose is amal peh. So we have to work hard to get there. Again, the Marsha discusses what's the havamina. Bakstam, right? Because man was created as what's unique about us is the power of speech, right? So I'd have thought how to use the speech. Marsha talks about it. V'hainu d'amar Rava kolu gufei deruftiki ninhu. Says Rava kolu gufei. Rashi says, all bodies, terufti ninu, were born to work hard. Kal gufim la'amal nivru'u, Rashi says. Tove, praised, is the one, lidizachi, that merits, dahavi deruftiki da'raisa. Praise is the one that is able to toil in Torah. That's the praise. We have to work hard. Halavai, blessed, we should be so thankful if we could toil in Torah. If we work hard, we get up early, it's still dark outside, to go listen to a shir, we toil in Torah, we have to say, Baruch Hashem, let me have my hard work in this area. V'noef isha chasar leiv. We're also talking about Talmud Torah issues. A mashal, mishle, is given. Amar ishlakish alomi Torah leprakim. Somebody only learns Torah once in a while, leprakim, again, less than they can. It's like showing up sometimes, so it's never there. So that's compared to a woman who is sometimes with her husband and sometimes is not. If we dedicate ourselves and we focus on it, then it could be ours forever. That's the beginning of the pasuk from before, of Kidvar Hashem Baza. So we're going to darshan that pasuk. Who acted Biyad Ramah brazenly? Zeh Menashe ben Chizkiyahu. Menashe, one of the worst kings, Yoshev v'doresh b'hagadosh odofi, who used to sit and darshin, right, foolishly, inappropriately. He used to prove that, darshin the Torah to show that everything is foolish. Hagadosh shel dofi. Amar, v'chilo hayel l'moshe l'chtov. He used to pick up what he thought was inconsequential and not significant psukim. Shin Moshe avrin el avachos lota timna, v'timna haisa pilegesh, l'alifaz, v'yelach ruvim miksik, v'mekir tzirchitim, v'yimasi dudaim basadeh, says, all these sukkim, they're foolish. What do you need these sukkim for? And just like these are foolish, he said, all of them are foolish. Yatzis abasko v'amrelo, a heavenly voice went out and said, Teshepa achicha tidaver, bibenimcha tite dofi, ela asita vechrashti. If I don't do anything, dimisa heyos eya kamocha, you would think that I'm like you. Ochichacha ve'ercha leinecha. Right, I'll send you out, and I'll prove to you that you are wrong. V'yalam mefurs b'kabbalah, hoy moshchi avon behav chav leishav, ukavos hagalah chata'a. What does that pasuk mean? You start out a little bit, darshaning a little foolish, and you end up with terrible, attitudes and actions. My ka'avos hagalah, what does it mean that it goes from chevel to avot, skinny threads to thick ropes? Amar Rav Yosi, Yitzhara b'tchila domeh l'chut shel kubiya, the Yitzhara starts off very thin and easy, right, aver gores avera, like the thread of a spider, ulabasov domeh l'avos hagalah, and ultimately becomes very thick as things become stronger. And this was that we used to scoff. See Rashi on the right side? Right, he used to quote the Psukim, he used to scoff, Melagleg v'omer. Shekatz Moshe shelo l'tzarech, Moshe wrote them for nothing. And that's the example of Megale Panim b'Torah. So now the Gemara says, okay, what is the purpose of those Psukim? De'atan Allah, once we're here, Mias, achalot timna mahi, what's the purpose of writing that? So, Timna bas malachim havi. Timna was really a princess. Tichsiv, aluf lotan, aluf timna, right, Timna was a prince. So if this was the sister, so he's a princess. V'chol aluf machusa v'lo tagihi. It was a prince, even though he might not have had a crown, he might not have ruled a country. Boy l'giyure, she came to convert. She came to Avram Avinu. Basei zlav v'mislav Yaakov, v'lo kibluah, but they didn't want to accept. Very unclear, mysterious. You know, why is it that they didn't accept her as a ger? The Rabbi Yaakov Emdin says, and the Torah Tamima discusses here, maybe they knew she was a mamzeres, and they didn't want her marrying in, or maybe they knew she was not l'shem shamayim, and at certain times in history, they didn't accept. Either way, the Gemara is going to be clear that maybe they should have accepted her. So she says, okay, at least let me be a pilegesh to Eliphaz. Amra muta te shivcha lumazu, v'lo te gvira lumacheres. So that's learned from the pasuk of Va'achos Lotan Timna. But Nafag Mina Amalek, the Tzarino Yisrael. Amalek came out of that, Eliphaz and Esav, right? My time up, right? That's the Deloi Boyalu Hularachka. They should have accepted her. So the big, as whatever reason we give why they didn't accept her, right? That, then it has to be described that it wasn't such a good reason, because they, right, obviously they were punished for it. Okay, the Torah Tamim in Bracious and Parak Lamed Vav discusses it as well. Reuben went out of the time of the Kitzir Chitim. Everything was cut, so everything else was Hefker. So that's why it says that pasuk. What are they? Amar Av Yavruchi, Leiv Amar Sigli, Yosef Omar, Saviski. There are different types of herbs. Some say they were fertility herbs. Either way, this is the these are the psukim that Menashe picked up on. I'm Rabbi Alexandri. Kala osek batara lishma, mesim shalom bipamaya shamala upamaya shamata. Whoever is osek batara lishma brings peace amongst all the worlds, the upper worlds and the lower worlds. Shineamar, o yachazek b'maozi, yasa shalom li, shalom yaseli. The Rinas Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak Saratskin on that pasuk in Yeshayahu says, you know, the Medrash and Bracious, which discussed like right, the midos that told Hashem, create the man, don't create man. Emes said, don't create him, cause kulo sheker. And Chesed said, create him, shemali chasadim. Back and forth. So when we learn Torah, so then we're bringing shalom, because that's showing that we're doing the whole purpose of creation. So that's what it means. We bring shalom in the Pamay Shamala that they used to argue that we shouldn't have been created. But now that we are Osek in Torah Lishma, so that makes everybody at peace with the creation. Rav Amar Kinu Bala Platrin Shamala V'Shamata, as if we built the base of Migdash, the Platrin, the palace of above and below. Shinemar Vasim Dvarai Beficha Ubitzel Yadi Kisisicha Lintoa Shamayim V'Liyaseid Lisod Aretz. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Af Megan Al Kolon Kulo. Our learning Torah Lishma protects the whole world. Shneimar Btzel Yaday Kizisicha. I will cover. V'Levi Amar Af Makarbes Agula. Shneimar V'Leimor Litzion Ami Ata. Amrei Shlakish, once we have other issues about what learning Torah does, Kalmalamin has been Chaveira Torah, if anybody teaches their son Torah, we have this way back in the second parak. Ma'ala lakasav yilu aso, says if I created that child, right, if I teach the son Torah, Shnei Marves, the Nefesh asu asu b'charan, the Nefesh that Avram made in Charan, right, we also had that in by Aaron and Moshe, but this is the source here. Rabbi Lazar Omer, kilu asan l'devei Torah, if you teach your son Torah, it's as if you created the Torah themselves. You made them. The Ben Yoyada discusses what does that mean. Rava Amar kilu asolatzmo. Shneimar vasisem osam altikri osam ela atem. We become different people when we learn Torah. Right, the crown of Torah is upon us. Amar Rabbi Yavo kol maases chavir l'dvar mitzvah. If we force somebody to do a mitzvah, ma'aleva, or we convince somebody, or we help somebody, ma'ala lakasa kilu asa. It says if I did it. Take the mateh that you hit the yar with. What do you mean Aaron hit the yar? Not Moshe, right? He had a karas atov. So teach me that if you help, if you cause somebody, Moshe caused Aaron to do it, so then it's ki'ilu asa, as if you did it. Okay, we'll have to stop there by Apikaris. That is the new section, and by Hashem, we will continue next time with the triple digits, Sanhedrin, Daf, Kuf.